Home More Land by Renee Kimball. Who were the suits who voted from the back of the room? They don't live on our streets. They don't shop in our stores. They're not our friends and neighbors. They're the absentee landlords, realtors, and developers who hover on the edges of our community, not unlike vultures waiting. With pre-planned profit, they smile among us, feigning friendship and concern, the harbingers of infill, densification, and light rail, the three polyesterers. They envision concrete caskets 5 stories high, skirted by 0 setback, front and sides. Nothing green and grown, nothing living waving in the wind, no summer lawn hissing, only long, hauled rows of doors leading to private, unshared worlds, cocoons of separation linked only by nods or grunts, on the unavoidable occasion of occasional eye contact, soft carpet padding, and muffled knocks of never-ending streams of strangers. But where do the children play? Neat tiny rows of traffic-calmed car trails, but no place to park. No place to park! No place to park! All boutiqued and bedecked, with tendrils lounging, a gourmetic spectacle with antiquary accents. No need for drugstore practicality in Sell More Land. But where do the children play? Follow the money and you'll find a trail of your uncounted years of labor, drenched in the sweat of your grandparents' dreams, thinned by tears of generations yet unborn, the heritage of open spaces lost. Stamp-sized yards swathed in Martha Stewart designery. It's quiet. It's civilized. Wine glass tinkling laughter, splashed with political correctness, and very generous incomes. But where will the children play? Children? Children? Darling, who cares about the children?